I guess that's a bit from the answer. You're holding the Mishnah in Dalet and Aleph from the answer. That's what I'm assuming. Okay. Okay. So there's a halacha in Simchat Torah that says that if you're shaykhed for a challah on Shabbos, so halacha is the boy is allowed to eat it. It's not considered muksa. Shabbos, why is it considered muksa? The Torah should be considered muksa. The behemoth is also the shech ben shmoshes, and since it's also the shech ben shmoshes, so the Torah. So if you had a challah which is a challah with blood, and so there's always a possibility of the need to shech to give him fresh food. So mela, the behemoth is a muksa, because since it's mutter to shech through the Torah challah sheish mitzakana, and he's das, he's the whole shech to behemoth is necessary. So the same way on Yom Kippur, the behemoth is considered muksa, so on Shabbos is not considered muksa either. In the case of a challah which was nechla on Shabbos, the challah, how is it mutter for boy to eat it? This is what I wasn't planning to speak about, by the way. Okay, but you learned that since the time you had the kasha, right? What? So now, since the Gemara mem hey a base, if you're shorchet, the halacha says if a person is mevash on the on Shabbos, the bori can't eat it because they're afraid the whole everything being marred by b'shul the bori. But if they're shorchet the chayla, the bori can eat it. So the child, how can the bori eat it? They said, "Dam, good, we'll eat it." So then after you know, that dami bori is on us until it's porish, he can eat it raw. Person who's died to bori, he has he's not a meat, he's not a very sensitive person, can eat raw meat, the Gemara says. So Mela, he's not eating. Shabbos, why is it not muksa? The Bahamas should be muksa because before Shabbos, it's muksa. Okay? So the shaila is what's with the muksa? Yeah. Again, this wasn't what I planned to talk about, but since that's what the Maaseh Shabbos, so that's what you get. Okay, so there's a more mehem beis, which more touches on the shaila. That's more beis. We passed in like Rav Shimon regards to muksa, except for the din of migudas katzoy. We passed like Rav Shimon the gabi muksa. That's a more on kuf nun zayin omed aleph. The more brings Rav Achareinu Chadar Mekhol Shabbos Kula Halach Rav Shimon the varbi muksa machmas miyis Ner Yosha Chadar Mekhol Shabbos miyis Nami Halach Rav Shimon the varbi muksa machmas iser Mainiu Ner Shaliku Bo Abba Iser Shabbos. Okay, and that's what we pass. We pass them like that. Chita that muksa machmas miyis we pass like Rav Shimon muksa machmas Isser Ner Shalika Boisha Shabbos is Moks Zoktais Gan Isser the Dachib Yadayim. It's a Mukhmal Isser and an Isser which is Dachib Yadayim. Gan Ner Shalika Boisha Shabbos can Parashti Perakam Basad. So Ner Shalika, which it's not just Osir but it's Dachib Yadayim, that's a different ballgame. That's when we paskin like that it's Osir, not like Rav Shimon. What's he referring to? Kibrash for Kamal Kislova. He's referring to Tosis in the Testament Bays. The Tosis gets involved in different Madregas of Muksa. Tosis, the Master Hani Karki, the Zuzi, which is. It's not. He's not going to explain why Tchim Adam is over in Rehudo because it's not exactly how to say it. we're passing like Rav Shimon, except in a scenario where you have a muksa, which Rav Shimon is masking to as a muksa, Benish Moshes, for example, which is Dachav Yadayim, then we hold the means Kitzur. If you don't think it's even not like that. So now the shaila is like this. So Tosafot came along and said that halacha we pass, and there's a din of migdash katzoi. He's all talking about a scenario where it's dachav, it's an issur, which is also dachav b'yadayim. So behema, I wasn't dachav b'yadayim. It has its own. It's an issur. Shkita on the behema because the beginning of Shabbos there was no chayla, but lemaisa I wasn't dachav b'yadayim. Okay, so is that called? Would that have a din of migdash katzoi? Which means now that it's shechted and it's no longer muksa, it's not being usable, but now it's very usable. The whole muksa is because of this sort of shechita. Well, now this is no longer true because the lot of shechted for the chayla, so it shouldn't be muksa anymore because it wasn't really a muksa of a dachav yadayim or not. So there's a Rashi in Beya and Kaptalam and Beis. Which Rashi and Beis says, the Gemara says, in a case where a goy brings payers on Shabbos, so if it's yesh ba'osamin b'mechuber, you can't use those payers. Okay. So Rashi and Chabdal and Beis, in yesh ba'osamin b'mechuber, it's in the first white line of Rashi. Mishum muksa. I feel the Rav Shimon, even though according to Rav Shimon, it's a problem. So the goy didn't do it for you. The goy did it. He brought payers. He brought them in. So mitzad this or mitzutz l'tchum doesn't. That's one issue. And that's the more something over here. But the more, even if scenario that it's not an issue, but there's a problem. But maybe he was malakin on Shabbos on Yom Tov. Case of Yom Tov here. Malakin on Yom Tov. And Mimela, it's muksa. So the more said nechlam, it's also suffik. Even though it's a suffik muksa, suffik muksa is also. I Rav Shimon, I feel Rav Shimon. Yesh muksa, begrogers with smukim. Rav Shimon agrees there's certain types of muksa, like the more says of Mheim and Aleph over here, by case of things which you take them and you put them aside, and they start this process of drying out. And as they do start the process, Yushami says they become asrichus, they become mias a little bit. Okay, so Rav Shimon holds that. That's called muksa. Umachuber kegrogers with smukim dami. Midaloi lochter meyesmol aksinu midaite. Therefore, so even Rav Shimon agrees to that because mechuber is like gergos of smukim, because the lack of being malak and it may as small makes it aksina midait. So even though we're used to the nusach over here, you need dachav yadayim. That seems to be the lashon which more Mem and Aleph talks about. So Rashi, I could give you a scenario where you don't need a dachav yadayim. You need a conscious decision not to the pillars of a dachav yadayim. I could have been malak at these papers at Miasmo, and I didn't. That's a decision of a dachav yadayim. Seishtein Rashi. Similarly, the Mishnah of the whole sefer is mashma that the dogim which are nitzed on Yom Tov will become be muksa. Again, because you weren't sod them on Erev Shabbos. So fair question. It's a fair question. We should argue then the same arguments. The fact that I didn't shech the behemoth before Shabbos, it's like, I mean, Max, now the behemoth is muksa. So, in other words, until I got to this Rashi, I could have argued that the behemoth is not dachav yadayim. I wasn't dachav yadayim. So that's why the halacha is that it's mutal bori. Right? But Rashi is introducing a swara by the case of the Lulatino, that that's, has a Kuman Din of Dachibidai. And the Sugar of this Masha, the same thing in the case of the Dogim, because I wasn't sub them beforehand, that's a decision, it gives it the Kuman status of Dachibidai, and it's Muksa. So what's with the behavior? So,
not for the Rashi, right?
It's not Dachav Yadayim. Right. And that's what the Tosfos and Kufin Zayin is saying. That did of Migdash Ketzoy, and there are other, Migdash Ketzoy plays the Gabi, the definition of Klishim, Rishim is one of my Kisar Giz, there's a Migdash Ketzoy on that. Klishim Latul Yisr, Rishim is more, there's a din of Migdash Ketzoy. So something Klishim Latul Yisr, beginning of Shabbos, could remain like that the rest of Shabbos. Some which is Chazar and Kiss again in the Shabbos, something like that. But that's, those are Muksa that Rishim is Moedit. So now the Rishim is Moedit. So what this is, right?
So the only way to understand why this animal would be Muksa that Rishim is Moedit is going
to
be a
dying. Well, we need a Rishim to be Moedit to the Din Muksa to start with. And Meila.
What's the Muksa
well, okay, I'm going to try and get there. Right? Right, so that's how the Tosfos reads. There is a... there's a more Mimhema base. That brings in a Gemara in Bay. The Gemara in Bay really is Nikum Malkum. Okay. You have a case of the Gemara says like this. So, Rav Shimon says, "Mechatan is a deluyim lifnei abehema." I said, "Nevela lifnei aklovim." So the animal dies. You can take the animal which dies and cut it up and feed it. It died on Shabbos. So now you have a dead animal. So Rav Shimon says you can take the animal, cut it up, and feed it to your dogs. If you armor, in lo hayis on the veil, and every Shabbos a surah. Okay. Yep. So Rav Shimon says the behema which dies in Shabbos is not considered a muksa. But the Mishnah here says behema shemesa lo yosi zenim kaima. You can't do anything with it, which means so the more says we have a tanan stam a dolik Rav Shimon. We have a stam Mishnah. We are not like Rav Shimon. Where it says no. Filter of Shimon, but of Shimon, Babalechaim Shemesu, Shasur. Babalechaim means if it's a healthy animal before Shabbos, there's no expectation that it's going to die. So Shimon says, in that situation, it's Taka Osir to. Shimon is a Moed in that situation where it's a healthy animal, there's no expectation that it's going to die. But there, Shimon says that even if it dies, you can't feed it. So the Mishnah says, even if Shimon agrees to that, a behema which is a Masukanis, and it's a good chance it might die on Shabbos, that's what Shimon says. So Yudah says the mice, it didn't die before Shabbos, so it's Muks. There Shimon says you can feed it to your animals because there's an expectation that it's going to die. But about the Chayim Shemesa, which means Rashi says Briyim, behema, which are behema Briya, Ben Hashemoshes, that it's also. Okay, the Morris says that's a machloikis. The Morris says, Harich Lamar Baramamer, Mishmei de Rav. Lamar Moid, Ayur Shimon Balachim Shemesu, Shasurim, Shaper. Lamar Barei de Rav Yosef, Mishmei de Rav. Rav, okay, whoever it is. Oh. No, the Rav. They both say the name of Rav. Yeah. But according to Mar Bereid, Rav Yosef Mishred the Rav, the Rav Shimon holds even the case of Balachayim Shemei, so Shum Mutarim. Make a Lameimar. The Mar says the case of Rav Behemoth Kachim. So Behemoth Kachim, he's talking not Daita, Luya Bechlau, and even Rav Shimon is Moida. So Asura Bahamnoa, Batuna Kavura, Bein and Iftis, once it dies, you can't be prayed it, so there's no way to talk also about it, there's no usage for it. It's also Bahamnoa, it has nothing to do with it. Okay. Yeah. So it seems to me like this Amaroyim and Rav Shimon Shita by a behema which is Bria and it dies on Shabbos, what can you do with it? According to the first opinion, I can't do anything with it. The only case where Shimon says Mechatan is an available of Tnei HaKlovim, it's Nislav of Shabbos, is a case where the animal was a Mesukenis, and the expectation is it's going to die shortly. So Shimon said that's enough, that's not considered Muksa. So you can't kill it, but once it dies, it's not Muksa anymore. But one of the Amoroyim holds even the case of Balachayim Shemesu, which is the case of Bema Bria, where Shimon says it's not Muksa. So the shaila is why would that be true that mandomar, which the more quotes both these mandomar and mehama beis, the more just quotes them very briefly. But that's the sugya is really in chazayim beis and beis. So we're introducing a machloikis in Rav Shimon Shita. Now the way Rashi learns that the lomdus of by the case of Paris is you chose not to do anything about it. That's considered the Daka B'Yadayim. Right? So why doesn't that apply over here?
Yeah, but I feel like you have to be able to.
You could, of course, he could have killed it. If he wants to feed it to his animals, he could have killed it. And more than that, by behemoth mesukenis, where if you don't do anything soon, you can end up with half the feeding it to your klavim. So the logical thing to do is the shechtet. In this way, you'll save yourself the value of the meat. Instead of feeding it to your dogs, you can feed it to yourself. Right? So the Gemara is clearly not seeing this argument. Right? So now the shaila is, so in a case of a behemah bria, which one Amara says, Rav Shimon says is usur, right? So there's a swara of being maxadas from it. Just he doesn't expect it to die. He wasn't planning to shed for whatever reason. So and that makes him muksa. But behemah sukan is evil. He chose not to shecht it. So it can't be. The issue is the choice of shechting because he's murdered by behemah mesukan. So he also chose not to shecht it. So the issue is not the choice of shechting. It's just the total hesek adas. I'm not planning to use it. Makes him muksa even according to Rav Shimon. So now we're introducing that the lomdus in Rav Shimon seems to be on the kud of hesek hadas, and that one number for sure. So Rashi, which comes along and argues that the kuda is a tekiya b'yadayim, the shaila is that do we need tekiya b'yadayim to generate the muksur, or do we need a madrega of a hesek hadas to generate the muksur? And tekiya b'yadayim is an example of a madrega of a hesek hadas. That's the point I want to get to. Okay, so everybody with me? The Rashi is agreeable to some madrega of muksa he's agreeable to. Now, Rav Shimon holds that the muksa, even that muksa is only muksa, calls it, right? He holds in certain cases it remains muksa even after it goes out. It's available. In some cases, it's only muksa calls man it's in that state, right? But and the Gemara, we have a Gemara. He's mutter by Gerus Gerset Smukim. The Gemara never says clearly what the Nekuda Gerset Smukim is. Okay. So we're introducing right now that we see from this Gemara over here that the Chara, it's Lav Dafka the Chiyab Yadayim which can generate that. It's just a Madrega of a Haksol Midaita which generates that. The Chiyab Yadayim might be a good example of that Madrega of looks. Am I making sense? Okay. There's a Ramban. So isn't the sugya ma'aser shabbos?
We skipped it because we thought it was close. We're like, oh, we'll get there.
Okay. It's one of my days, yeah. I think I need a vacation. I'm going to go wait for Kodesh Shabbos tomorrow.
Maybe just I was remembering that none of us are my
Shabbos. Yeah, we'll get that point. It's less than the gay.
Nah, just
so.
We asked our questions when we
learned. So there's a Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem. And starts on Yudim Bey's in the Rif. And the Din of Mechatan is the Veil of Thea Klovim.
We didn't stop. We stayed another day.
Okay. So here's a nice, beautiful, long piece. So on Yud Aleph and Mad Aleph in the Dapei Harif in Beyah. Let me see if I can find it.
Why should you
see, like this. He gets involved in, if you say Mukhan Lad and Mukhan Laklavim, which is another thing which you need to talk about. Here's the phrase they went. You know, except for dogs on Shabbos. Shamuchan shekofetz alov iser Shabbos. While karchan shamechin osra alov lo yotzi mikal hechein el iser malachte. As long as you don't do the Easter, therefore, Rishaka Rishuska and Lachaka Lacharla, fine. But Dom and the Shem and Shabaner, Lasuk and the Fellas, the Chin and the Das, Vodomi Nami, the Parish and Noshru, the Dogum Shinit Saidu, Shenachon Abraham Klau. That's the words they want. You hear those words? No, there was no hakana by that. In other words, the peiris which are on the tree, I need to do an act, or the dogim which are in the water, they're not baklal and rishus adam. They say that there's a hakana on them. My behema, I plan to use my behema for my truck and whatever they might be. So I'll use it for work. Well, I can't do work with it on Shabbos. That's an Isra Shabbos, but that doesn't take the Shem HaChana off of it, according to Rav Shimon. so, and I'll shecht it eventually when I want to shecht it. And I'll, you know, I'll feed it to my animals if I want to feed it to my animals. I have multiple things I'm going to do with my behema, but my behema is muchen for my usages. There's a problem with Yisr Shabbos. So Rav Shimon doesn't hold it, that takes off the Shem Hachana. So once you remove the problem of the Yisr Shabbos, because it dies, or you shecht on the bar for a chayla, a brishus, whatever the scenario might be, she says, so it doesn't lose that the Isser which comes doesn't take off the Shem Achana which is there. Mashaykin, he's understanding the case of Paris or the case of, let's find it again. Dogim, Shem Achana Behem Klal. Then he says maybe the case over there, there's a gzer shem yalav yitlosh chazal dafka and dogen shen tzaydu lo rishus adam hayu klal. So they never were really under the rishus of the person to argue that they have a shem muchan on them. Okay. I would love to. Yeah, that's the main point. Yeah, what?
They're like terrorists. They're just something that was never shy.
Avonim and Eitzim. I'm not sure I would say it to that much, Reagan, but it's okay. Yeah. What? No, it's a, no, it's in the second paragraph. Yud Aleph. That long Ramban, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Right when I got down,
the so it's
the difference is that the animal that the guy owns and he's ready to use it for something, or the tree, the fruit is just sitting in the tree, and
that seems to be the fruit I see he wavers on. Over there, Chazal Badafka answered Paris, which come off because we're afraid you might go and. So it's like a Gzeira Drabonan on making it not usable. So he's not sure by Paris, but by the Dogim, his argument is because they're not precious Adam. So he's not Nochas the Rashi Swara. He's not Nochas the Rashi Swara that not doing something is the equivalent of a dime. He doesn't get involved in that Swara. But on the other hand, he gives us an insight into Rav Shimon Shita. Rav Shimon Shita is something which Batson I'm planning to use remains. He does mention the Chiyabi Adayim, the Gabi. Where is it? There's a sort of dechin and ladas by Shem and Shemaner, but over here it wasn't dechin and ladas. I didn't actively do something. There isn't a Shabbos there. That is not a hafka on the chana for according to Rav Shimon.
This would take a tzad by Balei Chaim Shneiser. That it's
clear shows
Adam to use, and therefore
when it
dies would be
a mitzvah. See, even if you hold Briam Mutter, this would be maz with that, right? You'd have to argue according to that with the Tzad, which is Briam Shemesa or Osir. We'll get involved in the sugya whether Muchan the Adam is Muchan the Klavim. If Muchan the Adam is not Muchan the Klavim, so then what makes sense? This element of Achana never was Muchan for. Well, it wasn't. This use is like a whole new type, it's like a Noilet almost type of a use. You found it? Right. Okay. So that's a nice now we have to imagine why Rashi didn't say it like that, exactly like that. Let's go back to now to Mheiman Aleph, which I know they haven't done yet. But so this will be a Hakdama. Okay. So there's two interesting Gemaras in Mheiman Aleph. I mean, there are many things working with Mem and Aleph, but there's 2 points I want to talk about right now. The Mora wants to know about a case of Chitim Shazon Bekarka. So you took the Chitim, you put them into the Karka before Shabbos, or you put a Beya under the Targalas to warm, and now on Shabbos you decide you want to use it. So is there a problem with Muksa or not? So the Mora says over here, Tachib Yadayim. You actively put it a way that you're not planning to use it. So maybe Rosh Hashanah should be mutter to that. Or no. So Mora says no. The Mora says that that's not considered muksa. The only case of muksa according to Rosh Hashanah is Shemin Shemaner Shemashah Shu Dalek. Because there's huksa mitzvah, huksa mitzvah, and the Mora gets involved in that. Then the Mora brings Shmuel, says, muksa Shemin Ella Gregor, it's Mukim Bavat. Which, above and beyond the fact that that you put it aside, but it actually becomes not right to use during that time. Okay. Now, if you look at Rashi, Al Gargos of Smukim, it's the Rashi right before the change from small lines to large lines. Gargos to Einim Shemal and Lagagli Yavshin, Mishisho Shamad, Ein Ruyim Lachila, Achis Yavshu, Vachet Smukim, Danovim. So Rashi's mazed with the fact that they don't become Roy. So, does Rashi mean that? Rashi doesn't add the nakuda that you're dying. Rashi says the fact they're not ruined. Okay. But it's time we have to do the Gemara. The Mora says the less that we have Rabbi Yochanan says the only case he's mitzvah to is Shem and Shemaneir, and Shmuel says the only case he's mitzvah to is Gregor and Smukim. Are they arguing? Right. The flow of the Mora is not much that they're arguing. So the Ramban says they're not arguing. The Ramban says they're discussing two different types of issues, the Muksa. One is a Muksa due to the fact that it's not Roy. That's one type of muksa, and Rishim agrees to that. But in that world of Ena Roy, etc., it's difficult to point out. It's a significant Ena Roy. If it's Roy Ksas, it may be different. And then there's another case where it's Betzim Roy, and the problem is Isser. What's the luck over there? And that's the first discussion.
Like when the Rambam says it works.
Tosis says Tamer Lari. He asked him Alchitim Shazon Berkarka. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, they're not muksa because they're not like Shem and Shabanir. I have a better idea. He should have said Alchitim Shazon Berkarka and not muksa because they're not like Gergis and Smukin. That would be the more comparable thing, because like Alchitim Shazon Berkarka, there's no mitzvah, there's no iser. That's not the issue. But the question is, you made a decision to put it away. Does that make it muksa? So the more no, only regarding the smukim it makes it muksa. That's Tosis Gash. And Tosis says maybe Rechon argues on that din. No, he doesn't argue on that din. So the two Gemaras are not arguing. Tosis believes with the Talmud on this. So now, by the. The Mor does not introduce Dachav Yadayim in regard to Sukkim at all. The Mor introduces Dachav Yadayim in the case of Chita Shazon Bekarka. The Morris says maybe over here Rav Shimon should agree because the dachem be done. I mean, even though Rav Shimon doesn't hold a muksa, but if a person made a conscious decision to put it aside, not to use it, that makes a muksa. The Morris says that's not true. That's not true. First, that's the kasha. That what are you? What do you mean that you're having a havin the dachem be dayim? Should make a muksa. Shem and Shemaneir, you're right, not like that. Because once it goes out, you're allowed to use the Shem and Shemaneir. Avagav the Nir Shekhov, Shari, Shem and Avagav the Dachabi Adayim. So you see that the Chibi Adayim doesn't make it muksa. Does not make it muksa. So what's the more saying it makes it muksa? The point, the reason why Shem Shemaneir is mutter is because maybe Dachi B'Yadayim does make a muksa, but only calls man it's Dachi B'Yadayim, according to Shem. But once it goes out, the Dachi B'Yadayim is ended, so that's not muksa anymore. But the Chitin are in the state of Dachi the whole time that they're there. So that's the more it's clear, and that should make a muksa. And the more comes back and says, no, that there's no muksa according to Shimon, except for Shimon Shemaneir, because of the swara of Huxal Mitzvah, Huxal Yisura. So Mitach B'Dayim is Mechlal, not a swara, the more is saying. It doesn't play a role at all. But there's a different swara of Huxal Mitzvah, Huxal Yisura. So I don't have a clear Gemara when the more says the Yisura over here in Shimon is because of Dachi B'Yadayim. So you ask me a question. What about the case of Koskar and Ashoshes? The Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, what?
How do we understand the
Shiloh? Okay. So the more introduces a sort of Kais Kar and Ashoshes, Din Kar and Shimon, Kais Kar and Ashoshes, Yizizim and Mekayimim. Even though it's, even after it goes out, Yizizim and Mekayimim. So the Gemara Mevavah Mabez. I'm sorry, this book is long. The Gemara Mevavah Mabez, towards the top of the page, Tanya, Moitzer Shemin Shemaneir Shemakara Osir Shemir Mat Al Rishim Lasei Muksa Ay Verminu Rishim Adamer Kol Shein Muman Nikamir Av Yom Tav Ein Zemin Amuchan. So Morris says, "Hachi, so what? It's a stira. Hachi Ashta. What's the name of the cup? It's not a sushtel. Hashem Adam Yeshem Mitzav Ein Masai Tichaben Neir. Hachem Adam Yeshem Mitzav Ein Masai Tibi Yibol Bamum. Memer Amr Miyemer Denofa Bamum. Who says I'll get a mum? Mi Tib Salar Denofa Bamum Miyemer Denofa Bamum Kavua. Mi Tib Salar Denofa Bamum Kavua Miyemer Demizdaka Lechachem." Who says that anybody's going to pass it on it? So he's marked it as. Masha'en Kane, by the case of the Morris Hashem Shemaneir, the person knows the Neir goes out, and in the back of his mind, he's Yashem Tzapa Moshe Dechab Neir, which is why by Kurs Karan Hashoshes, which the nature is that they last much longer. See, he's talking not Yashem Tzapa Moshe Dechab Neir, and Taka's Moksa, even if it goes out. Okay, so the more introduces in Reb Shimon the Rav Shimon is moida, there are certain things a person is totally makes a daitim imenu, and that makes it work. Not because it's not going to be a daim, because the person is totally messiah dasum. So that blives the haksor. So the Mor says, by the case of mum, since there's so many potential things which have to happen to make it available to be used, he's just messiah dasum. And the same thing will occur by the case of Kurs Karan Ashosh, is the expectation is so clear by him that it's not going to happen, therefore he's messiah dasum. And Taka blives muksa, even if it turns out that it is available. Okay. So that's an important nakuda to understand in Rav Shimon. So even though the Gemara is saying in Rav Shimon you need a huksa mitzvah to make something muksa, the Gemara is saying gerus smukim, which it's not roy, and maybe it's nachmidim also. All those are just hechatims of almas to get the madrega that even Rav Shimon is moited to the person who's telling Masir Dasra. That's really what we're getting to. Maybe. That's the Kiddush I want to get to today. I haven't got to my Kiddush yet. Right? So hopefully we'll get to it. So, one more example of this. The Gemara Memheim Abeis, the Gemara discusses Rebbe Shita, whether Rebbe holds a muks or not. The Gemara discusses Rebbe holds, regards to Shefting a Behema on Yom Tif, that is a Behema, which is something called a Behema, which is Midborius. You can't Shef on Yom Tif. So the Gemara gets wondering, does he hold the muks or not? Muks or the Gemara? It could be, he's just saying, leave it Rabbanon, etc. But there's a Gemara in Beya. It's a Gemara, the same Gemara. Our Gemara has three boy samus. Gemara in Beya has four. Misa the Rebbe Muksa. Rav Shimon Rebbe asked the Rebbe Psilah tomorrow. Rav Shimon Mahu, the same Gemara, right? And he said that only Gergas and Smukim. The boy said, "Mahani nami can Gergas and Smukim dami." The more first teretz is because of Gergas and Smukim. So Rashi. So the first teretz is Miboriyah Sheinichdos is LeYishav Klal Kegergas and Smukim dami. Shemaksa Yisod Meetzlay BeYadayim. Now, you left them out. So that so Rashi Lashitosa says that blives like being Darchav BeYadayim. But the way we're understanding, you know, there seems to be all the Rishonim understanding, the Ramban, etc. If you take the animal and you make it a midborius, which Rebbe says means it stays out, it never comes home. Even though you own it, but you let it pasture the winter and summer out in the fields, so you're missing a dasumit. Then the Mor says, the Torah says, the Torah says, says over here, the Mor says over there also. But the first teretz that the Gemara says is that there's a madrega. Now, you didn't actively do anything to make it muksa. I mean, I guess the day you sent it out, if you sent it out, right? If you bought it like that, what happens? I don't know. It's born there, what happens? I don't know, you know. But this animal is midborious and it gives birth to an animal. You say, well, it's not going to be dying because you could have brought it back and you chose not to bring it back. And the truth is, he's Messiah Das, his Madrega is Messiah Das. Okay. So now the question is, so Kais Karashosh plays this out, it makes sense. He's not a Yishuv Mitzapah. Bechor Tam plays this out, he's not a Yishuv Mitzapah. The Gargis of Smukim, which the mortar is discussing, the Mor is discussing that the Chiyah B'Yadayim, the decision to put it away, functions like a form of being Messiah Das. But it's not, there's a cost of Chiyah B'Yadayim. Oh, this is the Madrega, that's the Mor is saying, so tomorrow maybe accomplishes that. The Mor says, no, just putting it away, foods which are edible, That's not called a hesek hadas. It should be. That's not the majority of hesek hadas we need. Something which becomes inedible. That's a hesek hadas that you need. So the question is now, in the first conversation of that which we have in Mem and Aleph, by Hooks and Mitzosoy, what is that? Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis says the more mechitim shazom bekarka, there's no hooks of mitzvahs over there. All there is this sorb techeb yadayim. You chose to put it away. That should generate muksa. So the more his answer should be that madrega of putting something away does not generate muksa. Only if it comes in a roy like regas of smukim. That's Tosis kasha, right? But the more doesn't answer that. The more answers, the only scenario where you have muksa is shemen shemener, mishoshu darlik, because it's hooks of the mitzvah. And the more explains that since it's hooks of the mitzvah, it's hooks of the isura. So, what's shot in Tosfos Kash? Could be one of two ways. That's in the din of hooks of mitzvos is a totally different concept. So the Gemara's mamish way off mark. We're discussing a swara of a muksa means even if Shimon agrees that it's a madrega of a hesek hadas which generates muksa, and we're contemplating this is that. And the more answers we know it's not big enough and good enough to accomplish that, because you need it becomes an eroi. Right? Hooks of mitzvos is a totally different. Then it's McLeod, like not a target McLeod, right? Or alternatively, Tosfos understands the hooks of mitzvah, so that works along the same lines. But im kolzeh l'maisa, the mushal, if you're discussing the example, you want to bring out where Reb Shimon is limited to. So whereas the smukim is more on target than the other one, but it's not that it's a totally different concept. So this is what I was grappling with for Seder. Okay, so to learn the first way, Rishlokish asked the Shaila. Rishlokish was claiming a swore of Dachav Yadayim should generate a din muksa according to Mishnah. Now, Rishlokish is coming off of the way we're learning, the case of Kais and Ashoshis. He's coming off of the din of the Shimon is Moida by Bechor Tam. Right, the scenarios where Shimon is Moida too. We're going to have one Lashon in the modern Bayah that he's Moida by the case of Ben Gurion, because the Mesiah Das in that. So I want to know, does Dachav Yadayim accomplish that? So Rishlokish says, no. Right? There's no such thing as Dachav Yadayim. This whole thing doesn't exist, right? But there's a difference for Shem Shemaneir. Like, that would be very modern. That's the conversation. If we're saying that generates a halacha of mitzvah hesek hadas, so we're dining. Is this a valid hesek hadas? At the Birchim, you should know. No, that's not a valid hesek hadas. The concept of hesek hadas exists. But you are contemplating the Dachav Yadayim generates hesek hadas. You should know it doesn't. Only this does. So Tosfos says, well, why do you bring Gersh and Zimukim? That's more on target to discuss the dragons of hesek hadas. But otherwise, the conversation is Rish Lakish basically came up with is coming from a premise of X. Berachon is saying the whole premise is totally wrong, and it's not really true. Because why? Because the Kodesh Hashem, you haven't answered his question. He knows that there are cases where Hesed Hadash generates something. He's contemplating that Tzibi Adayim generates something. And he's clearing, is this equal to those other cases? And he says, you know what? I don't know. But Rosh Hashanah holds of X. And that's it. That's not true. If this is a din in Hesed Hadash, so okay, we're handling what's a good marshal of yes, Hesed Hadash. So the Torah is like this. Kodesh Kodesh Hashem is not our conversation. So that is Mamash Hesed Lagami. It wasn't your shah. Your shah was the Tzibi Adayim, knowing that it might be usable, what's the luck over there? So that's a nice shayla. Tosfos also you tell them to say it does. But over here, you know it's usable. But the decision to be definitely dying, maybe that should make it mukhsar. So that's a more shayla. No, that doesn't do that. I seven seminary does that. That's a different. That needs another sword to do that. But just the act of the chibur daim alone doesn't do that. That would be the conversation of the Gemara. But if it's like totally not a din hesek hadas, it would be interesting to understand. Now, lechara to understand huxum itself says al hesek hadas is difficult. That clearly didn't have Hesed Mitzosai, which is not a Lachan Shabbos, that has to be some other type of din. But the Gemara here says, Hukta Mitzosai, Hukta Lissura. So, what do you need both parts of that for? Let's go to the Gemara. Correct. So Rashi says, Rashi can't come in. Since it's set aside the hukta mitzvah of the Shabbos, since the chol zman is like kosei below yoyser, the mitzvot se'ele b'shod de kosei shikabe ain by mitzvah. So the chag mitzvot se'kol shiva v'haksos se'kol zman mitzvot. So that's where Rashi comes from. You know what? Let's do this. There's a ritual over here that says different shot than Rashi. Rashi seems addressing what is the more bringing Isser for. Rashi says Isser over here is actually used as a definition for the Zaman of the Hukta Mitzvah. Okay? Second point, what's it in Yom Tov? What's the halacha on Yom Tov in regards to using the I set aside from the mitzvah of Neris Yom Tov, and now I want to. Now, so what's the halacha? In that scenario, with the Dan, we hold the Rishimin that we need to generate a muksa, and then it remains muksa the rest of Yom Tov, or yes, of Shabbos. Rishimin not. We take this then and we translate it into a full muksa the rest of Shabbos. So what about a Yom Tov? So it's from Shimon, according to Shimon, it's a muksa during that Zaman. That's what it's also. But there's no Isura over there. Because, so now the Nair goes out, on Yom Tov, can I use the Shem? I can't take out the Shem in Bashas, because that's Isra Kibwe. But that's not why it's muksa. It's muksa because it's Mitzvah, which applies to Yom Tov also. So, does there any muksa the rest of you? So, that this is a deal in the Bir Alacha. What is status in the case of Yom Tov? And the third, it's totally what's the Kud of Isra doing over here? The Ritva has a different Mahalik over here, it deserves a better conversation. So, let's leave it for maybe. Okay.